Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Thermo Fisher Scientific introduced a new test it says will allow reproductive health researchers to efficiently screen 420 genes for markers of several disorders, including spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA. The new approach combines several standalone tests into a single assay. There are several different tests available for diagnosing genetic diseases. Some are designed to search for mutations in a single gene, while others look for variants in a number of genes known to be altered in a specific disorder. Still other tests search all protein-coding genes or even the entire genome of a particular individual for disease markers. Taking advantage of next-generation sequencing, a faster and less expensive way to sequence DNA, the Ion Torrent CarrierSeq ECS kit can be used for prenatal, postnatal, in vitro fertilization, and newborn screening analyses. It uses man-made fragments of DNA which match known genetic markers to produce several copies of DNA sequences from a tiny sample of starting material. The kit screens 420 genes for known genetic markers implicated in 418 hereditary disorders, including those that are usually difficult to sequence. These include the SMN1 and SMN2 genes for spinal muscular atrophy, GBA for Gaucher's disease, CPY21A2 for 21-hydroxylase deficient congenital adrenal hyperplasia, and HBA1 and HBA2 for a blood disorder called alpha thalassemia. The assay can identify more than 28,000 non-benign genetic variants. Thermo Fisher said the Ion Torrent CarrierSeq ECS kit also has optimized reagents, substances used to carry out laboratory tests, and customizable software for data analysis. Luis A. Alcaraz, PhD, Scientific and Lab Director at BioArray in Spain, and an early access customer, said in a Thermo Fisher press release announcing the new product, quote, "In the past, we've typically used many different platforms to cover the plethora of tests. With CarrierSeq ECS kit, we can consolidate many of the tests, which really improves our lab efficiency. The software is intuitive to use, so BioArray can confidently perform various analyses and customize our reports quickly." Yan Zhang, Vice President and General Manager of Reproductive Health at Thermo Fisher, said, quote, "The kit is a straightforward, ready-to-use solution that our customers can confidently implement in their lab. The addition of this kit underscores our mission to enable our customers to make the world healthier."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Within the last couple of weeks, I see the world adjusting to a new normal. Ironically, it's not such a big change for me. While social distancing and isolation isn't new to me, it is new to many. I happen to call it hibernation. Although I'm disappointed my hibernation is being extended, I get it. As a high-risk individual, COVID-19 is frightening. It's difficult for my friends and family to understand why their lives are being turned upside down. What do you want your friends and family to know? Tell us in our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. The following is what I recently posted for my friends and family to understand. As labs are being disrupted, I want to extend my thanks to everyone taking this seriously. I don't know how close this virus will get, but your actions today are protecting me and my family tomorrow. While fears and frustrations grow, please know your actions to prevent this illness are appreciated. Stay safe and stay healthy. Sending hugs to you all. Virtual hugs are certified COVID-19 free. P.S. In no way is this post meant to be political. I genuinely appreciate the efforts. Having limited respiratory function, this virus scares the heck out of me. I hope they'll take my words as a little bit of comfort during these difficult times. What we're facing is challenging, but we can get through it. My words hold true for you as well. Stay healthy, stay safe, and sending virtual hugs to you all.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.